It's safe to say Venezia is free of hitmen from the Familia. We're in the clear. Let's head to the airport now. We're taking to the skies. That'll get us to our next destination. We are headed for the Isle of Sardinia. If we're to succeed, it's imperative that we uncover the boss's past. Our lives depend on it.
I'm not picking up any foreign life forms. We should be good to go. There's not even so much as a cockroach on board this plane.
That's good, because it's ours now. You're to keep everything away from this plane, living or otherwise. Once we take off, we'll be flying at nearly 800 kilometers an hour, and at an altitude of several thousand meters. Luckily for us, it'd be impossible for a user to give chase. A Stan couldn't keep up with us at that height and speed. So, you ready? Sardinia is waiting for us. Our total flight time will be about 2 hours.
Are you really planning to have Moody Jazz pilot this thing? Don't you think that's dangerous? How do you even know for sure the last trip the captain took was to Sardinia?
There's this thing called INS. Apparently, you put your destination in the plane's computer and it automatically takes you there. Saw it in a movie. Once I find the INS and enter our destination, we'll be good to go.
You're basing your plan on a movie?
Well, Abakio, how much longer until we take off?
Not sure. That's one thing I can't fast forward. Maybe 10 minutes or so.
Bucciarati's leg. I'm pretty sure he badly injured it in the last battle. How could a gash that deep not be gushing blood?
Ahead to the left! We've got company coming! It's getting closer! Mista!
Hey! Stay right where you are! Don't take this the wrong way! I'm sure you're a perfectly nice guy, but if you keep skulking around this plane, I'll have to gun your ass down! Though, the way your creeper ass is still lumbering toward us, I'm starting to get the feeling you might not be that nice of a guy. So let me be clear. Get lost or get dead! I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and assume your ears were all clogged up. Well, unclog and get this through your skull, because I won't say it again. Walk away, or I start painting the runway with your blood.
He's a stand user!
Six bullets!
Yahoo!
Giorno, Narancia, we've got another enemy on our hands!
The signal disappeared. Looks like he was the only one. I don't currently see anyone else near our plane.
Forget it, Giorno. That Katsune's history. Just leave him be. We need to go.
Yes, I know that. But we can't be too careful. Don't you think that was too easy? It's almost as if he wanted you to shoot him.
Hey, what's with all that? Was that a dig at me and six bullets? Getting jealous of our skills isn't a good look. Fact is, he sucks and we don't.
You're goddamn right!
There's no question that he's dead. He's not breathing. There's no pulse, and his life energy's vanished.
Mista! Giorno! We're about to take off! Get over here!
Our ride's calling. Let's go.
I wonder if my father, rather, I wonder if your boss, ever thought I'd travel to Sardinia to uncover his hidden past.
Former boss. We're done with him and his madness. Insofar as his machinations go, he's shrewd. Assuming he's predicted our plan, this info's even more vital. I suspect that at the time he met your mother in Sardinia, he wasn't yet a mafioso in hiding. No. He was most likely just an ordinary young man. He joined the Mafia sometime later. Which means something from his previous life will tell us who the boss really was 15 years ago. And you are the best person to find that something. Think back. Anything can help. Can you think of any stories from your childhood? Maybe some your mother used to tell you?
Cala di Volpe. There.
Cala di Volpe? The Bay of the Fox?
That's right. It's a rather famous resort on the Costa Smeralda. She said that's how the two of them met, while she was on vacation. She also told me that my father grew up in Sardinia. Apparently, he spoke with a Sardinian dialect. Then he just up and vanished. Mom never found out anything else about him, not even his name. That's everything I know. Beyond that, I'm at a loss. And besides, it's just my mom's reminiscing.
You are the only living relative the boss has left. You threaten his precious anonymity, which is why he's fighting to end you. So Cala di Volpe, huh? That is the name of our first actual lead.
Huh?
Mista.
Huh?
You might want to start getting your gun ready. Just take a listen to this sound.
What sound? Are you talking about the engine? You're not making sense.
Trust me, just get out your gun. It's in the cabinet.
Hey. I don't know what it is, but something's up with you. Before we got on, didn't you say there wasn't even a cockroach on this damn thing?
Yeah, I did. And I'm still not picking up on any life force on board. But...
But what, Giorno? Are you trying to tell me we have a long-distance stand on board? You sure you're not just a little loose in the noodle?
Well, yeah, I suppose that's a possibility. But I'm sure. I heard something concerning. I'm opening the cabinet, which is why I need your gun ready. A freezer? Forgive me, Mista. I guess my nerves simply got the better of me there.
Giorno, what the hell kind of joke is this? Wouldn't you have time to put that in the freezer? What? Were you trying to scare me with those crusty chicken scraps or something? Whatever. Your sense of humor sucks to high heaven. That's not chicken at all. There is blood, though. It looks like it's still fresh, too. Wait a minute. Aren't those the fingers of that mozzarella ball I knocked off back at the airport? Giorno, tell me I'm wrong!
Hey, just calm down, Mista.
Look at that! There's another one in there now!
What is it? Something I should know? Giorno, when we came aboard this aircraft, you were positive that it was devoid of any life. But now Mista is saying he witnessed three severed fingers multiply to four. How's this happening? Are they not giving off any energy at all?
They're inanimate. No life whatsoever. If they were just animate, or even if they were some sort of new stand, Golden Wind's power simply wouldn't work. Plant life would never sprout from them.
Look, you guys, I know those multiplying zombie digits really spooked me out, but let's be real, shall we? I was probably just seeing things. Even so, why are these stupid frickin' fingers on this stupid frickin' plane?
That's what I'd like to know. Someone planted these here, but the how and who elude us for now. Regardless, they have to go.
What? You don't mean off the plane, do you? But you can't open the door while we're airborne! We'll get sucked out like turds being flung down the toilet!
Hold on tight to something. Open her up, Zipperman! Well, the job is finished, and with nary a soul flung. Make sure there are no more. Check every crevice of this plane.
Yeah, I could go for some pizza, too. Nothing complicated, just a pizza margherita from Napoli. Huh? What the heck is this? A train station stall? What's with the graffiti? Isn't this some rich guy's plane? What the hell is going on here? I stand. His notorious Chase. Who in the hell wrote this? And when? What would the stand have to gain by doing this? What? These fingers. No, it can't be. Bucciarati just threw them outside. We didn't touch them. Is this what wrote the graffiti? Is it a corpse? Impossible! Its user is dead! So the stand has to be too! Merida! It's feeding on my body and getting bigger! Golden Wind! Pack off my radar fast! Wait, what in the hell? It looks exactly like my hand! Shit! It's devouring my stand! The one who wrote that graffiti on the wall. He brought those fingers aboard. It was me!
What's the problem, Giorno?
Hey, you could?
Golden Wind!
Hey, Giorno. You better start making a replacement arm. And quickly.
What the hell? Did he just try to pounce on Golden Wind's arm?
What's going on, Giorno? This is madness!
Forget everything you know about stands. We've never seen this before.
If that aberration is a stand, then its user has to be hiding somewhere.
He's not here. We already killed him. Back there on the runway. I knew there was something weird about the guy. He approached us so he could die, and let his stand hunt us down from the skies. His essence lives on. It seems being killed triggered the emergence of his stand. It has no user, so it can keep up without being tethered to a person.
Don't you worry. It's as slow as a slug. Actually, since it's not moving, you think it's dead? Has to be after being blasted.
It's not moving. No, Narancia. It's feeding. It doesn't need to move. I got too close. This bastard is quick. Damn thing got my bullets! It got four of them! More than half!
Number two! Three! Six! Seven!
It's deadly! Damn it! You have to stay away! Get back! All of you!
Mista!
Not good! Stay back!
What's going on? Why is it going after Narancia? It's got to have some method of discerning its next victim!
Don't you think I'm scared of you? All I gotta do is keep my distance? Well then! Nice thing is, I don't have to get close to fill you full of holes!
That movement! So I was right. It is detecting something. Damn it! It's so fast! I can't keep up with that speed! At this rate, that meat monster of a stand is gonna slaughter us all!
Naranja!
Quick, Trish. Hide in the closet and stay quiet.
What? Oh no!
What's it want with Trish?
Get it and shut the door!
It's gonna get me!
Trish!
I understand. I know what it's tracking. It's movement. Moving objects trigger it to zero in for the kill. That explains how it's choosing us. The more swiftly its target moves, the more voraciously it seeks to consume its panicking prey. If we can just get this thing off my left arm, we can all make it to Sardinia. It's our only option now. It'll be like this never happened.
Just wait, Giorno! You use your stand to recover injuries. You can't do that if you lose both arms! Make it latch onto me! I'll deal with it myself! Hurry!
We're out of time, Bucciarati! It's starting to creep up my arm!
No! Don't do it! No, Giorno!
We were so close. Sardinia was within reach. Mista and Naranja are... This isn't happening. All this happened because of me. Because I decided to bring my team onto this plane. I ignored every single pitfall. This is my mistake to own.
No one could have anticipated this. No one. Being on this plane granted us the opportunity to rid ourselves of that stand for good.
We have to do something about their injuries. They're serious. They can start recovering in the turtle.
Hang on. About their injuries. I need you to tell me the truth. His arms, they can be replaced. Isn't that right? His stand, Golden Wind, has the power to do that?
Golden Wind and Zipperman can only actuate their powers through direct contact with their hands and fists. Neither of us have ever suffered damage like this before. Giorno Giovanna is out of commission, which means so are Mista and Naranja. Giorno has no way of regenerating his arms!
Huh?
Trish, you should get some rest. I'll bring Abakio up to speed on what's happened.
I'm traveling to Sardinia for my own benefit. For me and me alone. All of this bloodshed, due to me wanting to learn about my father, only because it serves my interests. But Giorno and the others are different. They're not concerned about their own safety. They're fighting for what they believe is right and just. As I am. I don't think I could ever do that. Was that a ball? Why is a ball out there?
Come on.
in the world? How the hell was it not sent flying from the airplane? Wait, of course it didn't fly away. Journal.
It's movement! Moving objects trigger it to zero in for the kill. That explains how it's choosing us.
We're flying through the air at a high speed. It's drawn to whatever object is moving fastest. That would certainly explain why it went after the knife. I've got to get into the closet and shut the door now. Slowly. I have to move slowly. Slow, but with purpose. It can detect anything? Why did it change direction all of a sudden? Something must have set it off. That's Giorno's brooch? Could it be alive? Golden Wind is transforming! Is it turning into Giorno's arms? His left hand. I can't believe it! It's forming a brand new hand! Before he severed his arm, Giorno had already begun growing a replacement by infusing the ladybug with life-giving energy. Giorno's not going down without a hell of a fight! As long as I keep that thing away from his hand, Naranja and Mista might have a chance. But how the hell do I do that?